Pal Mai Deng, the SPLM-IO spokesperson, says government security forces arrested Petroleum Minister Port Kang Chol, a senior SPLM-IO official, at midnight on Tuesday at his residence in Thong Ping, Juba. Mai also confirmed that General Gabriel Duop Lam, a top SPLA-IO military commander, was arrested earlier.
The deputy chief of defense force and acting general chief of the staff of SPLA-IO has been arrested. He was arrested yesterday without arrest warrant, and the reason for his arrest is not known. And then yesterday midnight, Honorable Port Kang, Minister of Petroleum, was also forcefully taken out of his home and has been arrested. We do not know the reasons why he was arrested. And then yesterday night, the resident of the first vice president was also besieged, which was also another development. We do not also know why this was happening.
Mai warns that this arrest threatened the 2018 revitalized peace agreement and could derail its implementation. In addition, government troops have surrounded the home of first vice president Riek Machar, who is a leader of the SPLM-AIO.
And now that the violation has taken this direction, we very much concerned that the whole agreement is at risk, and that will likely slide the country back into a situation many of us do not seek.
At a press conference Wednesday afternoon, Michael Makwe-Ilweth, the National Minister of Information, confirmed the arrest, but gave no specifics.
They were arrested because they are in conflict with the law. There is no joke about that. Because what we need is security. And as such, if anybody is arrested, you must have been arrested because of a reason.
When asked about troop deployments around the residence of First Vice President Riek Machar, Makwe said it was to calm tensions and ensure security in Juba. A deadly clash between the South Sudan People's Defense Force and the White Army militia on Monday reportedly resulted in multiple deaths and injuries in Nasir County. Makwe urged SPLM-AIO leaders to restrain the White Army, which he claimed is affiliated with the opposition.
The Artigono calls upon the partner member, that is the partner member of the Artigono, who is the SPLM-AIO, to control and restrain its forces and respect and abide by the resolutions of the 3rd of March 2025. And as you have known here, the SPLM-AIO is whom? It is the White Army. You might have come across a video where they have, of course, shouting the slogans of the IO, which proves that the so-called White Army is not actually a White Army, but an IO force that attacked Nasir and captured it.
SPLM-AIO has denied involvement in Nasir clashes, instead calling on the government to deploy the necessary unified forces, who they say civilians trust more than SSPDF. However, Makwe said that unified forces cannot be deployed because they lack weapons due to the arms embargo on South Sudan. For VOA News, I am Dengai Deng, reporting from Juba.